Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on the last line of Samaf Tesam and Beis with the words Hayodeh Shu Shabbos, quoting the Mishnah. Someone knows the Shabbos and he performed many malachas of Shabbos and Mechayev for every Av Malacha that he performed. The Gemara says, Maishna Resha, Maishna Sefas. Rashi says, Maishna Resha, that the Mishnah tells us that when it comes to Shkiga Shabbos, Zadon Malachos, that you forgot it's Shabbos. You know these malachas are also. You just totally forgot today's Shabbos. You performed, let's say, 10 different malachas, but you just forgot, only because you forgot today's Shabbos, you know these malachas are also. So you do Borer, and you do Shavara, and you do all these malachas, you're only going to be Chayev one for the entire, for that duration of the period that you forgot about it. And the safe of the Mishnah, which says that you have Zdon Shabbos and Shkigos Malachos, that you knew today was Shabbos, however, you didn't know that, you didn't know about Borer, you didn't know about lighting a fire, you didn't know about 10 different Malachos, you're going to be Chayev, I'll call Malachah, Malachah, I'm Chayev on every single one. So the Gemara is wondering, what's the fundamental difference? Why in this case you're going to be Chayev, all the time you're going to be Chayev 10 different, you're going to be Chayev 10 different, Korban Chatoses, and in the first case you're going to be Chayev only one Korban Chatos. The Gemara says now, Omar of Safar, answers this question by saying, Kan Miadia Shabbos Hu Porish. In the first case, he is, he's pulling himself back. He's withdrawing himself from the work on Shabbos because he knows that it's Shabbos. They can't be just malacha porish. However, in the second case, he's pulling himself back. He's withdrawing because of the fact that he knows that there's a malacha. So, in the first case, Rashi points out that when, if people told him that, today is Shabbos, then he stopped doing malacha and realized his mistake. Since the realization of the mistake is what's gonna make him chayav of the korban, so then he needs to bring only one chatas for that realization. However, in the second case, if people would tell him that today is Shabbos, he wouldn't stop it right now, because he doesn't think that this is usur. So when they tell him that this different, the act is usur, so that they have to specify, by the way, you're doing borer right now. You're lighting a fire right now. You're doing this right now. So they have to tell him every single thing that you're doing is usur. So says Rashi, that's enough to say that that should be chayav independently and chayav korban chatas for each action that you have done, even though it's under the general prohibition of lo taseh kol melacha. So Gemara said as a kasha, Amar Rav Nachman, klum parish b'shabbos hamol shem melachos. But is that really a good derivation over there? Because what's the reason that this guy on Shabbos is stopping melacha? Is not doing melacha because he only became aware of the melachos, the klum parish melachos mishum Shabbos. And why does a person refrain from doing melachos on Shabbos? And the reason that he becomes aware that it's Shabbos. So, meaning, in both cases, he's refraining from his action of knowledge of Shabbos, because of the action of Malachos. So what's the difference between the two cases? It's really just, if you told him that these cases are all Usr, you said there's a Shabbos and there's 39 Malachos, he would stop from doing all 10 Malachos, just because of Shabbos. So there's no real difference between the two. So the Gemara therefore gives another explanation. Elamar of Nachan, Rav said, therefore we come to a different answer. Korban dechayv rachman amai. Why did the Torah say that someone has to bring a Korban chatas? Ashkoga, because he's doing it, because he made a mistake. Hasam chad ashkoga, achotuv ashkogos. When it comes to Shabbos, you made one mistake. One fundamental mistake. What was my one fundamental mistake? I forgot today is Shabbos. That led to me doing 10 different malachas. That's one action of one mistake. One mistake is only going to be chayav one korban. However, halachatuv ashkogos happen when in the case of the where you're going to chayav multiple when you're going to chayav multiple chatas is, that is in a case where you made many different mistakes. You didn't know about borer, you didn't know about tochen, you didn't know about mavir, you didn't know about all these averas, all these malachas, which therefore your malachas have made multiple mistakes, and each and every malacha, you're going to be chayav each and every, you're going to be chayav, very similar dachistic difference, but that is the difference that the Gemara makes now. The Gemara now says though, chayav al kol malacha malacha. So Mishnah is telling you that, Mishnah tells you if someone knows it's Shabbos and he did many malachas, I'm going to chayav on every single malacha. So the Gemara says, chiluk malacha is minolan. From where do we know the concept that there is a principle of separating the malachas, that you're going to be chayav on every single different malacha? Again, the normal rules of chatas that we pointed out is that if you have one lav, and you do it, and so if you do one lav, it's something that comes in the general principle of one lav, is only chayav one chatas. So here you have one lav of Shabbos, and yet you're going to be chayav every single av malacha. That's a chiddush. So where do you know that from? So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kram Mechal Embo Simas. Shmuel learns that from the pasuk says that someone who violates Shabbos is going to be put to death. HaTorah Ribsa Misos Arba Al Chilul Echa. The Torah tells you from the fact that it says Mos Yumas, that is a riboy. That's a riboy telling you it's indicating something else. It's multiple, they're chayav multiple chiyum misa. So that refers to what the Gemara will say is a Torah ribsa misos harbe al chilo echad. The Torah says there are going to be many deaths. It says vos yumas for just one violation of Shabbos. So the Gemara now says though, but habimizid ksiv. This pasuk isn't talking about someone who does it b'shogeg accidental. It's talking about someone who does it on purpose. Someone does it on purpose. That's a different limud. So you can't tell me something about someone who doing it by accident. From the pasuk about someone, this reference to someone mechale vos yumas, referring to someone who does it on purpose. The Gemara says we're going to do something. We're going to say no. Im enu enel amizid. So this is a principle that the Gemara will use, that if a pasuk is a ribu in a pasuk, the Torah already tells you chayav misa for Shabbos. So if it repeats the fact that you're chayav misa, so then this is one of the midos haTorah. This is halacha moshe b'sinai. This is one of the midos haTorah that is used as a halacha moshe b'sinai, that you're allowed to take this rule and this pasuk and apply it to something else. So here we're taking the pasuk that says you're chayav misa. Because we already said it before earlier, so then we're tenail in and shogeg, we're applying it to the work, someone who violates Shabbos by accident. So the Gemara says, "Umay yumas," and what does it mean that he should be put to death? What does that mean? Yumas b'mama, because if it's by shogeg, you're obviously not going to be put to death. So it means that no, you're going to be dying monetarily. Rashi points out, you're going to be chayev to buy korbanos, which is very expensive. So you have to do that. So then you're using it over here again, because we had the riboy. The pasuk already told you chayev misa on Shabbos one time. So the fact that it's repeating your chayev misa again is telling you that by shogeg you'd have to pay mama, and that's what we're using for this drasha. So Gemara asks of a tapeglay chiluk malacha is miheicha denafkalei Rabbi Nosson. So why don't you use the fact that there's a chiluk malacha from Rabbi Nosson's drasha? Tisada, it tells you in the Brisa, Rabbi Nosson says lo sevaru ish bichol moshvoseichem biyom haShabbos. The pasuk tells you don't light a fire anywhere in your dwellings on Shabbos day. So Gemara says, Ma'at tell the Momer, what is the reason for the Torah to tell you this? The Torah already tells us that it's usher to do any malacha. The pasuk by the Sarsa Dibros Rashi says, right? It says, we say that, and we say this on Shabbos morning when we say Kiddush. It already says that you're not allowed to do any malacha. So why is it coming out of its way to tell you that isn't lighting a fire one of the malachos? So Gemara says, Lefish and Emar, that says, the pasuk says, Vayakal Moshe is called Asmin Israel, and it says, Eilah Advarim. And this pasuk was in reference to Shabbos, and he says, these are the things that you're commanded to do. Sheish Yamim Ta'asim Malacha. The six days you should do work. So now the Gemara is a drasha. Dvarim, when it says with Dvarim, that indicates Rashi says two malachos, because that's the minimum, when you have the minimum plural, it's going to be referring to two different things. And Hadvarim, the additional letter Hey, is adding one more. So we have three malachos, and Ela, Hadvarim, is teaching you the number of 39. And why do you get to that? Because Rashi says that Ela, the gematria of Ela, is going to be 36. So we have those three ribuyim, and the 36, you get to the 39 malachos. Elu, Shloshim, Vatesh, Malachos, Shneem, the Moshe, Bessina. These are the 39 malachos that were stated to Moshe at Har Sinai. So you would have thought maybe if someone performed all of them and you didn't realize today was Shabbos and you did all of them, you would have thought that you're going to be chayav. Sorry, let's say you do realize the Shabbos, you didn't realize that these malachas are aser, and you would have thought maybe you're only going to be chayav one. Tamad lomer b'charish v'katzir tishba. The pasuk tells b'charish v'katzir tishbos. This the pasuk says sheish yamim tavos v'yomash v'tishbos b'charish v'katzir tishbos. So we can learn from this pasuk, why does it come out and say these two malachas? So we could have said that each of these three malachas is considered a different iser. So it would have told you, so then you wouldn't have, it doesn't have to be necessary to learn the concept of chiluk malachas, to light a fire, of avara, because it already says, I could still say, that dafka for the malachas of plowing and reaping, someone is going to be chayav of two chatasas. However, meaning you would be chayav for two different things, you don't realize those two things are usher, even though you violated Shabbos. With one blinking idea that you didn't know, so you would be chayav only these two, you'd be chayav two different chatas, but every other malachas of the other 39, the other 37 malachas, if you did them without realizing, you'd only be chayav one. Akulan in chayav alachas. So the word says tamalomer lo sevaru ish. The Torah is dafka learning it out from the pasuk of lo sevaru ish, and not from bekarish of akatsu tishbos havara beklal hayasa. That we said before that lighting a fire is a general prohibition of any malacha, lo sase, right? So why is it coming out? Why is it coming out? To compare it to the malacha, tell you man, havar shi ab malacha, v'chayv an alebifnei atzma, just like lighting a fire, which is an ab malacha, chayv an alebifnei atzma, and someone's going to be chayv for violating its own, av kol, ashu ab malacha, chayv an alebifnei atzma. So any of the av malachas, if you're going to be chayv independently, meaning each one that you do, you're going to be chayv a new chattis. What is the method that we've just used? Rashi points out, we're using the concept we say every morning in Rabbi Yishmael, hopefully now I understand a little more. That this is telling you when you have something in the klal, meaning you have the 30 amalachas, and then you have something that's coming out of the klal, right? So then what's that mean? It's not coming just to teach you this chiluk malacha of lighting a fire, rather it's referring to all alamed al klal to teach you about all 39 malachas. So just like the lighting of fire is individual, and if you violate, if you do just that one with another, you light a fire and you did borer on Shabbos, you have two different chatas, so too, for all 39 malachas, if you did 10 of those malachas, and not realizing those are usher, you'd be chayav 10 different chiv chatas. So We see from here, that is the drasha. So this was all to point out that, again, why didn't Shmuel use this principle from the malachas of Rabbi Nassan? That's what we're learning out over here. So Agav, also Rashi pointed out, why didn't we learn out from Becharish of Akat to Tishma? Why did the Gemara have a problem with that, to use that for the drasha of saying from there, that why don't we say the same principle of Kol Devar Shebechlav Yatzim and Kol Amin Yatzim and Kol Yatzim? Why did the Gemara have to reject Becharish of Akat to Tishbos? So Rashi says, maybe it's because of Shnei Chesuvim Ma'im Kech, or I'll give that one, that when you have two things mentioned, it's not, you can't use that drasha of Kol Devar Shebechlal. When you have two things mentioned in the same pasuk, it's not going to fit into that. And that's Rashi there. So then we have a different drasha over there that Gemara learned out two different things about Shemitah, and the different drashas for what that drasha was going on. Okay, but either way, so we learned it out again from the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that there's a specific malacha of Lo Sevar Eish B'chol Mosvoseichem B'Yom HaShabbos. So this would be teaching you that. This would be teaching you that every malacha that you perform, you'd be chayav different chatas. But we learn from this that why did Shmuel learn Rabbi Nassan? So Rabbi says, Shmuel sever like Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, da'amar havara lelav yatzis, who says that the malacha of lighting a fire is dafka singled out to teach you that it's not going to be an iser misa. That dafka over here, it's interesting, you think of the quintessential thing that's asr on Shabbos, lighting a fire. According to one Tana, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi held that it's only a lav, it's not going to be an iser misa when you do that. So Gemara says, the pasuk tells you, havara lelav yatzis. One man, the Amar, says that Avar is just to tell you, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who tells you that it's only an Isser Lav, that you'd be Chayav Malkus, you would not be Chayav Misa. Rabbi Nassan, however, disagrees, and he says, Omer Lechalik Yatzin is coming to be singled out to separate that, to teach you that on Shabbos, that you have different Malachas, are going to be teaching you that all of them would be Chayav your own Korban Chattas. And now the Gemara continues, the Gemara doesn't finish asking on Shmuel. The Gemara says, Atebekle Lechilik Malachos, Mehalcha Denafkele Rabbi Yossi. But why don't you learn it out where Rabbi Yossi himself learned out the Chilik Malachos, the concept of, the concept that you have different Malachos and you b'chayev more than one chatas. The sound of the price tells you, Rabbi Yossi tells you, ve'asa me'achas me'hinu. The pasuk says, you're going to do one of these malachos, which I told you not to do. And so the Gemara now learns out, what is the lashon of me'achas? It seems to be, and the word mehena, both of those are, the mem from both of those is going to be riba. Why is it, just say asa achas. Of Hena. So why do you have to learn both? The Gemara says, "Pa'amim shechayvim al kulan achas al kulan, pa'amim shechayvim al kul achas v'asa." Sometimes someone who's going to commit more than one avera is going to be chayv only one chatas for all the averas that he did, and sometimes a person who does multiple, and sometimes he's going to be chayv to be a separate chatas for each and every avera that he had done. And that's going to be learned from the lashon of achas. That's only going to be mentioned in the singular. And then sometimes they're going to be considered hena, which is considered plural. That is the difference between the two. That's the Gemara's drasha of achas and hena. So Gemara now analyzes the price. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my Tamid Rabbi Yossi." So Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says, "What was the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi? Achas me achas." He could have learned the fact that the lashon of achas could have been enough. Why does it have the lashon of this extra mem? There's a riboy. The word that letter mem is extra. So we're going to use a drasha and derive from something from it. And hena mehena also. It doesn't have to say mehena of the mem, that it could be from them instead of them. We don't have to say that. You don't have to use that mem. So therefore, they're both extra. So the Gemara says his drasha is achas shehi hena and hena shehi achas. That he's learning out. And sometimes a person can be violating Shabbos is going to be chayav multiple chatas for each and every malacha, that it's only one iser, right? So violating Shabbos, right? He didn't realize these malachas are asr. He's going to be chayav 20 different isers for 20 different korban chatas for violating just one iser of Shabbos. And then Hena Shiachas is teaching you that you're going to have many averos in just one Shabbos, right? We'll get to that exactly, what the Gemara is going to derish, what it means that you're going to have multiple malachas and only going to have one chatas. So the Gemara now says though, what is the drush over here? We have Achas is Shimon. When you say that we have the one Achas is teaching you one, that is going to be the example of Shimon. And Me'achas is going to be teaching you, meaning that, what does it mean that Shimon? Shimon Achas telling you, oh, Mechayev, for the original intention that you had to do something, right? Meaning, if your person had the intention to write the word Shimon, and you wrote the entire word, you didn't realize that's Asr and Shabbos, you'd be Chayev Achatas. Me'achas, the drash of Me'achas is teaching you not only if you write the whole name, rather, even if you write Shem Mishimon. All if you write the word Shem, you start the word, write the Shimon, you write Shin Mem, and you stop. At that point, you're still going to be chayav an iser deraisa, and be chayav by accident, you'll be chayav a korban chatas, because you have completed part of what you had intended to do. The Gemara later is going to discuss this much more at length, but we see over here the drush of the riboy of this is teaching you that even if you only complete part of your action, since you already wrote shame is already a name, you would be chayav. That's why a person is chayav, or if Nevin Sol writes, that's why a person in general, we'll get to this later, but that why is a person chayav only for 2 letters on Shabbos? Because there's no Hebrew word with 1 letter on Shabbos. So therefore, a person would be chayav only if he writes 2 letters. So Rav Nevinson thought that if a person writes 1 letter in English, where you have the words I and A is a word, that's a word in English used all the time, where singular letters are a word, he thinks he'd be chayav deraisa already with 1 letter. Okay, but either way, if a person in Hebrew writes only those 2 words of shame and mishimon, since you already shame is already a word, you'd be chayav midaraisa to bring a korban chatas. So the Marna says, he continues, what do we learn of the Hena? Hena avos, Hena teaches you not only avos, Hena teaches you the fact that there's avos malachos, the 39 avos malachos, and mehena, the extra mem over there, of them, is going to reference you that also you're going to be chayav toldos as well, that we learn from there, that toldos are also going to be derived from the avos, mehena, from them, meaning from the avos, we're going to learn more malachos, meaning the toldos as well. Okay, and then, so then, Rabbi Yosef Chanina continues, and he says, Achas Shehi Hena, what do we learn for Achas Shehi Hena? Then we're gonna learn, Zdon Shabbos Yikshu Malachos. Someone who realizes Shabbos and he makes many multiple mistakes on Malachos, he's gonna chayav multiple chatoses. So therefore that is Hena, that's multiple chatoses for one Avera. And Hena Shehi Achas, however, multiple Averas, for just, and only one, and you're gonna be chayav one chatos, what is that? Shkiga Shabbos, Don Malachos. That's gonna be the case where a person forgot, today is Shabbos. However, he performed many malachos, so in that situation, you only have to bring one korban chatos, because he's only unaware of Shabbos day, he's only one single, you only make one single mistake, but today is Shabbos, as we saw before, so you'd be chayav only one korban chatos. So that's what we see over here, that we learn these multiple malachos. So, but the Gemara asks, why doesn't Shmuel use this multiple chiyuv, the fact that you have chiluk chatos from this drasha over here, from Rabbi Yosi Rav Chinina? The Gemara answers, Shmuel, he didn't think that that was the drasha. Rashi points out, he just held that we learn out the first 2 things. He says, kula l'shem Shimon and l'toldos. The fact that you learn shem Shimon and the toldos malachos from the mehena, that we learn those 2 things, that's enough from the drasha. You can't learn any more. That as Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina wanted to extend that, we would not extend it as far as Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina wanted to suggest. So now the Gemara continues. So the Rav asked of Rav Nachman, "Ha'elam zev zev biyodo." If a person didn't realize that today was Shabbos, and he didn't realize that these malachos are aser, if he didn't realize on both of those ma, what's going to be the law in that situation? The question is based, Rashi points out, the question is based on the Braisa. The Braisa said that Shagag Zeh Shagag Marbatorah. We mentioned before that if you forget the Shabbos and you forget the Malachos, that's really the Shogeg mentioned in Torah. Rav is wondering, how many Chatos would you have to bring in such a situation? Would you have to bring a separate Chatos for each Malacha? Just like in the normal case where you forget it. However, maybe you could argue that over here, no, the guy doesn't realize that it's Shabbos also. So the fact that he forgets it's Shabbos, that's the Ikar over here. He forgets it's Shabbos, so you should only have to bring one Chatas. So the question really is which one takes more precedence over here? The fact that you forget each and every Malacha, which should therefore make you, you made multiple mistakes. However, you could say that on the fact that he forgot Shabbos, that's only a single mistake. So what should we focus on, your single mistake or your multiple mistakes? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman responded back to Rav, Arei Ha'elam Shabbos Biyodo. But in this situation, we see that he forgot Shabbos, Ve'inu Chayv Al-Achas, you're only going to Chayv 1, that the Iker is that you go after the fact that he forgot that it's Shabbos, and that's the Iker, and since you forget it's Shabbos, that's considered like only where you have, that you're Zdon Malachos, or Shigot Shabbos, where you'd only be Chayv 1 Korban Chatas. The Gemara says, though, Adrav, the Gemara challenges, though, Arei Ha'elam Malachos Biyodo. There's a case of if a person is the fact that he has the Malachos over here, that's his awareness of the malachos, that you should be liable for each and every one, like the person who forgets about malachos. So we assume over here that the Gemara is arguing that you can't really assume that a person should be gaining, may have to give less chatos is because he made another mistake. The fact that you add on top of the fact that he didn't know all these malachos are us, or he forgot his Shabbos also, why would that help him? Why would that help him bring less chatos? So it can't be that that's the case. So the Gemara was arguing on that logic. So the Gemara now says, El Amar Ravashi, so therefore Ravashi answers, Chazinan, here's the test. If he's, now, you tell him that it's Shabbos, then Hare Helam Shabbos Be'adah. You say, hey, it's Shabbos today, so he stops doing all these malachos, and according to Rav Ashi, that's the test, and therefore you don't be chayav one. Ve'en chayav malachas, don't be chayav one chatas. Again, if you say Shabbos and he'll stop these malachos, then you know that he has, he stopped it because of the fact that it was Shabbos, and the only way to make a mistake. However, if he's stopping that because you remind him that this malach is asr, then Hare Helam Malachas Be'adah, ve'chayav alachas be'achas. That, if he stops his work, only remind him which malacha is aser, then the fact that you have to remind him each and every malacha, that would tell you that he'd be chayav a separate chatas for each and every malacha. That's what Rashi says, Tosas Akasha, but we'll just go Shitrasi for clarity. So the Gemara says, the Gemara rejects Ravina, the Amar Ravina, Ravina rejects Ravashi, the Gemara says, Amar Ravina Ravashi, Kluim Parish, B'Shabbos, Elan Shem Malachas. Why is a person not working on Shabbos? Because of the fact there's malachas. So when you remind the guy that it was Shabbos, he understood that his acts are because of malachas. That otherwise, why don't you bother to tell him it's Shabbos? He's asking because of Shabbos. Kluim Parish, Malachas, B'Shabbos, and the same thing. When tell him that the malachas us, why is he doing it? Because it's Shabbos. So therefore, Elo Shnah, that there's going to be no difference, and a person should only have to bring one Korban Chatas when he forgot that it is Shabbos. That's what the Gemara wants to learn right now. The Gemara questions, the Gemara says, though, Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah, Avos Malachos Avarim Chasar Achas, that we learn that there's 40 minus 1, there's 39 Malachos. Vavinaba, we ask a question, though, I know how to count, the Mishnah tells me that there's 39, so just tell, why do you have Minan Lamali, as we saw before, and that's what it does, the same exact Chakavataria. Why is that the number of Malachos? Amar Biochan, Rabbi Yochanan told us, because Shimasakul Mamachas, Chayvalachas Vachas, that if you've done them with only one lack of awareness, you each of them, you don't realize there's an Isra Malacha, on Shabbos, then you're going to be chayav for each and every one. You're going to be chayav 39 different chatos. Now, if I understand, if you assume that there was, you could understand that there was a lack of awareness of Shabbos and the malachos, then chayav akavachas l'chashapin. Then understand how it's, you can get to that case, because even if a person's not aware that it was Shabbos, the fact that he also doesn't know malachos, then you can get to the fact that you have 39 different chatos. But if you assume that you only forgot that there's Shabbos, ain't chayv malachos, as we mentioned before, you forgot that it is Shabbos and you violated the 39 malachos, but you know all 39 is us, you're only going to be chayv one chatos. So how do you have a case? How do you find a case where you're going to be chayv 39 different chatos? So my answer is bizdon Shabbos v'shikigas malachos. My answer is where a person knew that today was Shabbos, but he didn't realize these 30 malachos are usher. So the Gemara now goes back to the same shakatar we had on yesterday's daf. Panicha yisav v'lech Rabbi Yochanan. Delmar kevan shagah bekaris al peshes v'lav mishachah the other day v'shabelav. So we said before on yesterday's daf that when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person knows something is usher, he just didn't realize it's usher karis, that's still karis shoging for this purpose, and you would have to bring a korban chata. So we know that a person, we could find a case in the Mishnah where you knew that Shabbos is usher, right? So you just didn't know that these are going to be chayav a chiyuv karis. So then you'd bring a korban chatas for all 39. He sarve like Rabbi Shimon Lakish, but if he holds like Rabbi Shimon Lakish, the Amar at Shishka b'lav v'karis the other Shabbos b'mai. But in what respect do you know about Shabbos? If you don't know about all 39, you can't bring 39 different korbanas, because that means you didn't know about any lav of Shabbos. The Gemara answers what we saw before: the yadalei b'schumin v'aliv Rabbi Akiva, that he knew with regards to Shabbos, with regards to the law of tchum Shabbos, that you're not allowed to go beyond the boundary of 2,000 amos. And if you do so, according to Rabbi Akiva, he derived that was an iser d'oraisa. So we see that Rabbi Akiva held as 39 is not part of the 30 Malachos, is a different Isra Dereisa of Tchum Shabbos, so then he knew about that, and then we could find a case where you'd be chayav the other 39, and you didn't know about any of the other 39 Malachos, then you'd be chayav all 39, Lefi Reish Lakish. So therefore we answer that kasha of Lefi Reish Lakish. So the Gemara now gives, the Gemara now says, Amar of Kotzer V'tachan Kegrogeros, if a person does both the Malacha of reaping on Shabbos, and he grinds the produce, and it's the size of a fig. Rashi points out the size of a fig is to teach you the minimum shear, the minimum amount that you'd be chayav. That's the minimum shear for these two things to do the malacha. So b'shkiga Shabbos uzdon malachos. You didn't realize today was Shabbos, and you realized it's malachos ratzer. And then what happened? V'chazer v'katzer v'tachan kegogeres. So then after that, you didn't realize before what he had done. Then you reaped and you grind it again, amount of a size of a fig, bizdon Shabbos v'malachos, but this time, you realize today is Shabbos, however, you didn't realize this malacha was asr on Shabbos, so you didn't know you'd be chayav a different korban chatas for each and every one of these, v'nodid lawak, sirat china al shkigo Shabbos, bizdon malachos, and then it first became known to this person that it's an isr of the grinding reaping that happened with the case of Shkigat Shabbos is done malachos, that you forgot today was Shabbos, but you realize these malachos are aser, and then Chazar v'nodel ha'ktira t'china shel zdon Shabbos Shkigat malachos, and then after that, it became known to him that you had what? That you had realized today was, you realized today was Shabbos, he just didn't realize the Malachas are Asr, then Ktira Gerer is Ktira. That in that situation, we're going to assume that you would, that the Chatas that you've made, that you designated for your first violation is also going to extend to the second one. And the Gemara says, Tchina Gerer is Tchina, and so too when it comes to the fact that the grinding Malacha that you had done is going to, you're going to become the Kapara from the first one. And Rashi explains why this should be. Rashi says that this is exactly like the case of two zesim of chelav that a person has without a yadia in the middle. That if you have two kazayas, which is two different isurim, two different lavim deraisa of chelav, but in the interim you didn't realize this was chelav, that this was isur to eat, then you'd only be chayav one katas. So we're saying that in our case also, that in our case over here, the person doesn't become aware of any of his violations of Shabbos in between these two instances over here, then he is going to be pater and only have to bring one. And this is the case, even though Rashi points out, even though the second thing that you forgot about is different than the first, meaning the second one, you didn't realize that the malachas are usher. The first one, you didn't realize was Shabbos. Because over here, Rashi says that even when the person found out in between these two things, he didn't realize that the time he'd violated Shabbos. And when he becomes aware of that, that's going to be similar enough to assume that you'd only be chayav one chatas. So then the Gemara says, "Aval no de lo aktsira shel don Shabbos." So she comes, if it became known to him that about the case of first, it became known to him the ktsira shel don Shabbos, where you realized today was Shabbos and you didn't realize this malachos aser, then ktsira gerer ktsina uktsira and utchina ima, that the chatas that you designated is going to atone for the ktsira and the other ktsira as well, and also the tchina that came along with it as well, because Rashi says, because it's going to be nigra after, it just comes after the fact that that you've done that, because it's all the same mistake that you had made and the first grinding. However, tchina shegneta makom medes, the second violation of grinding, you don't have any kapara for that. And one would need to bring a separate korban chatas in that situation for the second violation of grinding that he had done. Okay, we'll pick up Amir Tzashem from Bayamar, Machlokas over here, Amir Tzashem, tomorrow.